Carolina Jr. is next on the call. The Hogs will travel to LSU on Saturday for a 6 o'clock kickoff on ESPN. To ask a question for Coach Lunny, please press star 1 on your telephone's keypad now. Coach, while we wait on questions, if you could take a moment to comment on your team as they enter the LSU game on Saturday.
All right, Chuck. Well, it's game week. There's obviously been a lot of excitement building here in our program for what is a great opportunity and obviously great challenge for Saturday night, one of the premier atmospheres of all college football. So, I think the juices are flowing and our guys are trending in the right direction as far as their mindset getting ready for this football game this week.
For questions, press star 1 and we'll begin with Nate Allen.
Just kind of what's been the biggest challenge as far as getting this whole team regrouped and even your staff regrouped for this game?
Well, I think probably the largest challenge was the fact that the first week there wasn't a game, looming that week. And so, when that happens, when you're a bye week, everybody kind of takes the opportunity for you to step back a little bit. And so, it was easy to, I wouldn't say have a lack of focus, or it's just when you have a game looming in that week, man, it's such a quick turnaround, the focus just becomes really finite. And because we had an open date and top of the changes and a lot of the things that were, going on around us, I think that was a challenge, but I thought it was handled very well by all involved. Our players and staff, everybody in the building that touches this program, I thought it was handled extremely well.
Thanks. Next, we'll go to Tom Murphy, Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
You've been in the booth a lot in your Arkansas tenure, but down some on the field this year. What's the dynamic going to be like? Are there any changes for who's on the field, who's in the booth for you guys?
I don't anticipate any. That doesn't mean that there won't be before the time we get there. But just as far as the structure and the way the staff has been situated, I anticipate that could be the same. I don't really think that's a big deal one way or the other. I mean, some coaches are more comfortable seeing things from up top. Some are more comfortable having a pulse and a heartbeat of the guys that are on the field. And I think it just, depends on each coach. And I'm comfortable with whatever those two coordinators decide that they think's best to do. As for me, yeah, you're right, Tom. I mean, I've spent a lot of time in the box over the years, but I've also spent a significant amount of time on the field as well, not just here, but in my coaching career. So I'm very comfortable in either setting. And obviously, I'm not going to be in the box on Saturday. I'm going to be on the field level, and I'm excited about that, as far as the atmosphere and to be there to support our players and our staff. I'm excited about that opportunity and just what that's going to look like.
We touched on a little bit on this on Monday, but what was the reaction of your defensive coaches this week when you turn on the film and see LSU and such a different style of offense than what they've had in years past and how explosive they are?
Well, I think they've known a little bit about it because we naturally, the film in our league crosses over, and, when you're doing other scouting reports and you kind of get a feel for who everybody is during the course of the year, especially at this time of the year, you've had an opportunity to cross over those films a lot. So I think our staff on defense, with a combination of that and, having a night game and being able to watch TV during the day, or vice versa, having a morning game, watch TV at night. We all love football. That's what we do. We watch, for a living. Obviously, we coach, and we're vested in that. So when we're away from the game, we're still involved in the game. And so between all of those different avenues, I think our staff on defense was pretty familiar with what they were going to see as far as, what LSU's transitioned to this year. It's been a big story across college football. And so I don't think they were taken by surprise at all about what they've seen.
Next is Nick Seuss, the Jackson Clarion Ledger.
Hi, Barry. You guys played both Ole Miss and Mississippi State earlier in the season. They're getting ready to play each other next week, a week from tomorrow. I was just wondering if you can give me your scouting report based on what you've seen from those two teams and kind of how you think they might match up against one another.
Well, it's obviously been a long time ago since we played Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And you could see on Saturday, watching the game at LSU that, their quarterback situation has injected a lot of life into them. One of the things that sticks out to me about them most is just, you know, just how, from a game plan, how well coached they are on both sides of the ball. And just, I think they're trending in the right direction. Of course, we saw State just a few weeks ago. State's big and physical. You know, I think both teams really understand who they are. They get accomplished on both sides of the ball. I think offensive, defensively, and special teams, both of those teams are very sound, very well coached. And I would assume, you know, just watching that rivalry from a distance over the years, that I'm assuming is probably headed for another one of those classic battles there that will be pretty evenly matched. We'll come down the fourth quarter.
Cool. Thanks, Barry.
You bet.
Next is Bob Hope, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Barry, how you doing?
Hey, Bob. I was kind of waiting on you here, Bob. I was hoping you were going to come around.
I don't want to let you down. hey, you've obviously been involved in a ton of games as a player and as an assistant coach, but this is going to be, I think it's going to be your first time as a head coach. Are you going to have extra, I don't know, jitters, butterflies, or what do you think you'll be feeling before the game on Saturday night?
Well, just to clarify that question, first of all, in 1996, I was the head coach of the fifth grade boys basketball team over here at the Fayetteville Athletic Center, and we weren't very good, Bob, to be honest with you. But that was my debut as a head coach several years ago. Jason Allen and I were asked to coach a boys club team over there, and actually it was a lot of fun during that time. But that was my first head coaching job. So then the second part of your question, the serious part of it, is as this game starts getting closer and closer, I have become started to more and more visualize the scenario of being in the game on the sidelines. The emotions that are going to be felt. I've been trying to put myself in situations. Had a good meeting with Turner Gill this morning of things to anticipate. You know, as a head football coach, of calls and decisions that I'm going to have to make, and we're kind of going through that. And Turner's kind of not guiding me through that, but certainly giving me some things to think about before I get to that game. Because at the end of the day, you have to make decisions based on gut, based on preparation, and not on emotions. And that's how I'm approaching this game. But yeah, absolutely. Will my juices be pumping? Yeah. Will my heart be beating? You betcha. And that's why you do this, you know. And it does that for me as an assistant, but it's only going to ratchet up here, obviously, being in charge of this football team, and that's something that I welcome.
And I guess you probably experienced night and day games at Tiger Stadium, I assume, but I know they obviously like to play at night, and when they're, you know, fans have all day to get tanked up. What do you feel? I mean, how much tougher is it to play them at night there, do you think?
Well, I mean, historically speaking, I mean, the reputation precedes itself about night. And I've seen both of those kickoff times. I mean, just even the last two cycles we've been down, 2015, it was at night. Our football team here went down there and played extremely well. Won that football game. And then in 17, I believe it was 11 a.m. kickoff. And so as a player, I experienced both day and night. As a player in 90, that would have been 93 and 95. As a GA, I've experienced both day and night there when I was here under Coach Nutt's tenure. So, is it different at night? You betcha. You know, was it going to be probably a very similar atmosphere no matter what, considering they just got released as the number one team in the country in the new rankings? I would say if it was 7 a.m., it's probably going to be pretty live and wild. At nighttime, we'll have a little extra something to it. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And you know, that goes both ways to a large degree as far as early on. I mean, our players, it will certainly get our players' attention. Their blood will be pumping and racing, and there'll be a lot of excitement there. And then once the game gets started, once the initial newness of that game wears off, it's going to come down to kind of what's inside our heart and how we play and how we handle that from that point forward. The emotions will take you so far in that game. And then once you settle in, man, it's going to really reveal what's inside of you as you get going.
You don't remember what your fifth grade basketball record, coaching record was, do you?
Not good, Bob. It was not good. I don't think we weren't a juggernaut. I didn't get any technicals that year, and didn't have to forfeit any games. So I considered those small victories during the course of the year.
Well, that's good. Sounds like you set a good example for the kids.
That's right. That was the most important character over everything, Bob, back in 1996 there.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Bob.
That's going to wrap you up, Coach. Thank you.